Hey, welcome to this episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. This is Cyrus Alderwood, your regular host. And today we're going to talk about something really, really creepy. We're going to talk a little bit about shadow people. I don't know. This is one of the phenomena that always made me nervous. And I got an email, or actually a post on Facebook, that showed a shadow figure running across the road. Kind of creeped me out. And I thought, you know what? Let's talk about this. It's posted up on my Facebook page. So stop by and take a look at it. It's facebook.com/TheCyrusAlderwood. Yeah, tell me what you think of this when you go look at it. However, before we start, just some random history. You know, you learn something new every day. If you didn't learn something new every day, then what are you around for, right? So here's from one of my favorite books called Stupid History. Another great event in the history of the United States is the infamous Boston Tea Party. You know the story. On December 16, 1773, a group of colonists, angry at paying higher taxes on their tea, dressed up like Indians and dumped crates of tea bricks belonging to the British East India Company into the Boston Harbor. Not sure why we're so proud of an act of vandalism, but that's beside the point. The point is, the Tea Act, which the colonists were supposedly pissed off about, actually reduced the duty on British tea imports to America. So why did they actually revolt? Because once British tea was more affordable, it would ruin the lucrative trade in black market tea. I had no idea there was such a thing, but I'll be damned. Because three-fourths of the tea sold in America was smuggled in by John Hancock. Go figure. Now the whole idea of dressing up and raising hell like that sort of makes sense, I guess. But anyway, I digress. Let's listen to a little bit of Blues Hammer. We'll come back. We'll talk about shadow people. We'll talk about that video on Facebook. Thanks to the guys from Blues Hammer. I thank them every episode. Appreciate them letting me use some of their music for my bumper music. You know, you have to go pay for bumper music. Kind of sucks. Let me go ahead and stop that. But Blues Hammer from Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Check them out. Yeah, you have to pay for bumper music. And, you know, for a free podcast, I'm not paying shit. But that's okay. You know, these guys let me use their music. I'm totally cool with it. It's great. It's a great album, actually. I'm a blues fan. The last episode of the Gonzo Chronicles, I talked about the band Kiss. So I'll be lucky if, you know, Gene Simmons doesn't sue me for everything I don't have. But, it was a fun chat anyway. A little controversy there with the band wearing the makeup. The two of the originals are back out of the band again. But what are you going to do? But we're going to talk shadow people. And shadow people, that's a topic that creeps me out a little bit. It ranks right up there with those black-eyed children. You know, if you watch any of these weird things on Travel Channel, History Channel, anybody that's kind of a connoisseur of the macabre, you kind of know what I'm talking about. However, I did find a friend of mine, Heidi Gadd, from over at Aliens and Beyond, sent this video to me. And it's a guy with the dash cam. He's just driving down the road in the darkness. And all of a sudden, this shadow creature runs across in front. And it's so fast. But it looks like a shadow figure, but it's in the form of an animal. Now, what I do is I actually went to find that video on Coast to Coast AM, actually. And anyway, I'm going to read a little bit of this off of that website. This shadow creature was filmed in Maine, and this was from September 3rd of this year, just a few days ago, actually. A curious piece of dash cam footage from a motorist in Maine appears to show some kind of shadow creature dart across the road. The eerie video is posted on Wednesday afternoon by the Facebook group 207 Paranormal. So I guess you could look them up online if you want. They specialize in reporting accounts of high strangeness in Maine. According to them, the footage was captured in the town of Falmouth a few days ago, and that the anomaly was only noticed by the driver when he later revisited the video from their drive in the hopes of seeing a deer that had been spotted earlier in the trip. In the videos, a car travels down a dark road illuminated only by the headlights of the vehicle and, of course, Toto playing on the radio. A dark oddity that appears to be some kind of creature suddenly and quickly zips from one side of the road to the other and disappears into the darkness. The strange incident was lasts only a few seconds, so it's understandable how the driver may have missed the sighting when it unfolded before their eyes. So anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of this, but you can go to Coast to Coast AM. The link is on my Facebook page that I mentioned before, and you can watch this. Now, Heidi Gadd had mentioned that when I was watching this, to pause it when the creature gets to the white line on the side. And I did. Like, I caught it, like, half in, and you know, half off the road, half in the road. And I still, for the life of me, have no idea what the heck this is. But I did notice it's not... It is a shadow creature because it's a little transparent. You can sort of see through it. So if you get a chance, try to pause it at various times and see what you think as you go through this video. I posted this up on Facebook a little while ago, about an hour ago. I said, let's do another podcast today. Take a look at this and let's talk about it. Have some thoughts on what this is. Leave it in the comments below. So I'm not sure how many people have seen this because it was just an hour ago. And we did get Priscilla Vance actually chimes in. Priscilla is one of my listeners of the podcast and she is a fan of some of my books, thankfully. So shout out to her. But she posts on here, totally appears to be a demon taking a ghostly animal form. I can't say you're wrong. I mean, I don't know about a demon, but... It's creepy. It's creepy. So what I did, the reason I wanted to wait a little bit before I recorded is because I wanted to actually go, I'm not an expert in shadow people at all, not even close. And like most of you, I've just seen things on like Travel Channel on Paranormal Caught on Video or whatever. Ironically, before I come in here, I put it on the Travel Channel before I come in here to record, and there was the section there of a guy who caught a shadow person walking up his stairs in his house. Now, of course, that creeped the living hell out of him, and he left. Don't blame the dude. I would, too. So I come in here, and I want to do a little research on shadow people. And I'm going to post this up on my Facebook as well. And this is from I went through three or four different sites. And actually, while I was at it, I went to Amazon and bought a book on shadow people by somebody who's an expert in the field. And I actually emailed that person. I'll not say who in case they decide not to come on. They have their own podcast. But I asked if they'd be willing to come on and talk about their book and about shadow people. So maybe we'll have that as an episode coming up, knock on wood. But from pararational.com, it says there are different types of shadow people. So first of all, I'm just going to toss this out there to you. I'm thinking about this. What if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're laying in bed, it's dark, you look at your doorway, your door is open, and you see someone standing in it. Not a person, but a shadow figure. And their shadow is darker than the night around you. And you obviously see that. And then it moves and walks away. I mean, what do you think? Can you imagine the fear? That would just, anyway, sends chills up my spine, just thinking about that. But yet there are people who, countless people have had these experiences. So I found something here on Pararational that's the basic definition of shadow people. Before we delve into the types of shadow people, which it says there are four types, we should go over the commonalities of the entities that fall under the category of shadow people. some common features of shadow people are, and then there's the bullet points down here. And I'm going to read through these. A shape that is generally male in appearance. I don't know why that would be the case. But reading further down, actually, it kind of contradicts itself there. They are aware of us and react to our observing them. The typical shadow person is tall, ranging from about 6 foot to 7 foot tall. Very often, they seem to be wrapped in a cloak or large old-fashioned cloak. Hats are not uncommon. Their appearance has depth to it, unlike a shadow cast on a wall that is flat. Quite typically, they have no visible eyes, but some will have glowing red eyes. Shadow people are rarely reported to have spoken or tried to communicate. Physical objects seem to not matter to them, and they can walk through walls. And they can have a demonic shape and demeanor. And it says this list encompasses the bulk of the entities that fall under the very broad heading of shadow people. And there was some discussion here. I'll leave this for you to read about the motivations of some of the shadow people. That there are dangerous, aggressive shadow people. That they're in fact malevolent. And I'll read this part. This is why I think all shadow entities should be treated with a high level of caution. Even if a shadow person is not initially hostile, it may just be a ploy. Considering that we are dealing with entities that may have much different perception of time than we do, they are very capable of waiting for humans to break down or have a weak moment, giving them an opportunity to act on us. If you experience a persistent shadow person, use a significant level of caution. It says shadow figures can serve as omens. And this, I guess they talk about haunting shadow figures as well. Four main types. Okay, human-shaped shadow people. These make up the bulk of shadow people sightings and include the typical cloaked figure. Again, mentioning that. They come in a variety of combinations. Obviously, what these shadow people are is pure speculation at this point in time. The persistent shadow people of lurking variety don't generally seem to be purely evil in intent and almost seem even more interested in us, or at least feeding off our energy. Others are simply negative manifestations of spirits. Almost universally, though, they're a sign of something negative. Black mass shadow people. This is the one that I was more familiar with from watching these TV shows. Less human in form, but still that general size. And the black mass type of shadow people give the impression of being a human figure, but more fuzzy or blurred. They can change in shape, forming more of a cloud, but the impression is always that an entity is there. Yeah, that just sounds so evil and negative, doesn't it? I couldn't imagine seeing something like that floating across my living room or anything like that. But then there's also the third kind is demonic shadow people with red eyes. Demonic forms vary widely, but usually retain a humanoid shape, but are often exaggerated in height, have wings or horns or elongated fingers. They do not give the impression of being normal ghosts or a sentient entity. And then it says, at last, other forms of shadow people. Before they said they're all, you know, male, generally male, but one that's more common, I've actually seen this on a handful of shows too, the old hag shadow person. And then also other shadow entities such as dogs. Which kind of reminded me, I guess, of what ran across the road in that video. But that was one hell of a big dog, you know. That was about the size of a dire wolf. I don't know, but it was huge. But also, it's not unlikely to see them wearing hats. So that's kind of weird. But that brings me to the person I emailed who wrote about the Hat Man. So if you want to look that up, you can go buy some of her books. But hopefully I'll hear back from her, and love to have her on the show. But anyway, have you encountered a shadow person or a ghost? If you're listening to this and you know you've seen something like this, drop me an email at cyrus.alderwood@gmail.com. Tell me your story. I'll read this on an upcoming episode, and maybe even on a Facebook Live or something. But, I mean, this is certainly an interesting topic, and you know, I just wanted to maybe take a few minutes today to bring this up because, creepy. Maybe I've been listening to too much Coast to Coast. Maybe not. Who knows? But, yeah, what stories do you have out there that relate to shadow figures or any video or any evidence that you've seen of this? Drop me an email or contact me on Facebook and let me know, and we'll tell your story. Again, this is Cyrus Alderwood for the Gonzo Chronicles. Thanks for tuning in. We're keeping it short today. Hope everybody's having a great Labor Day, and we'll be back soon. I think Erica Lukes is up next. We're going to be talking some interesting things with Erica Lukes from the Ancient Aliens History Channel show. We'll be back later on this week, and have a great day, everyone.